The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. A lot of people writing me about the Trump assailant and the assassination attempt here. I had Tim who wrote in this morning and is saying, Bill, I know we're all human, but a question in my mind is, how did the CIA sniper miss and not kill the assailant? Just a thought. I don't have an answer. Boy, yeah, that's going down the conspiracy theory rat hole there, Tim. And Richard's saying about President Trump. Bill, Ruth, I don't know how you pronounce it. I've heard it both ways. But Ruth has a criminal record dating back to at least 2002 when he was convicted in Guilford County, North Carolina. One felony count of possession of a weapon of mass destruction, according to a review of state court records. The above copied from an article about Ruth that was or is on MSN. Ruth illegally had a machine gun of some sort, was arrested after a standoff with police and convicted of a felony. He has other criminal arrests. The question then, did he gasp, lie if he filled out a form 4473 to buy a firearm? Why bother with a background check if it seems to be that easy to get around them? Richard Corbin. Richard, I appreciate your writing. All right. The email bill at BillMyersShow.com, 770-5633, and open phones here for the next 15 or so.
Here's Bill Meyer.
Open phone time here, 770-5633. State Representative Dwayne Junker, also a Grants Pass City Councilor. We're going to be talking about this, so many things involving the state government. I mean, where do we even start about that? I had to give an email of the day to Kurt. Kurt sends me an email this morning. Emails of the day sponsored by Dr. Steve Nelson and Central Point Family Dentistry, centralpointfamilydentistry.com. And by the way, while you wait, crowns are available at Central Point and Dr. Steve. Just get your appointment today because they have an in-house lab. You don't have to send it out of town like you used to back in the bad old days of dentistry, okay? Pretty cool machine. I was watching it. Just like you put the material in there and they carve it up there. It's like 30 minutes. Pretty cool. Get it all done, right? But Kurt writes me about how Caltrans District 2 is closing the Collier Rest Area along Interstate 5 in Siskiyou County. Closure starting today, by the way. The rest area has water problems. The rest area takes water directly from the Klamath River. Yes, I said the rest area takes water directly from the Klamath River. I still have that jar of Klamath River water. It's over there. Actually, it did settle out over the weekend, but I wouldn't drink it. I'm sure the fish wouldn't live in it either. But anyway, Kirk continues, Bill, this is what happens when you F with the Klamath dams and you pollute the effing river with mud, clay, and toxic materials. This is too funny and demonstrates how incompetent the KRRC is. And of course, we were talking about how incompetent they were right from the very beginning. But remember, consensus process, the consensus in which we get a bunch of communists together in one room, and we all have a consensus that the dam needs to come out because it's going to save the magic fish, Kurt. Yikes. I know. 770-5633-770-KMED. Another indicators of great state competency in the state of Oregon, OPB and many others reporting this morning that not just one, not just two, but more than 300 non-citizens have been added to Oregon's voter rolls over the last 3 years after lawmakers passed a bill allowing people to obtain driver's licenses in the state without proving citizenship. This according to a recent review by the state's Driver and Motor Vehicle Services Division. And state officials could not say Friday how much larger that number, 306 actually, might grow within the coming days as the DMV continues to look at people it registered to vote automatically via the state's motor voter law. Amy Joyce, the state's DMV administrator spokesmouth, said in a call with reporters, it's moving very quickly. We're throwing a lot of resources at looking at this, but I can tell you right now that we are in the process. Just two of the people identified so far have actually voted. This, according to Secretary of State LaVon Griffin-Vallade, said in the press release Friday. Voting as a non-citizen is a crime in Oregon, but election officials said Friday they would look into whether the people in question had become citizens before they voted. Yeah, sure they are. Now, remember I'm going to go back a couple of election cycles. I think it was not last May, but the May, rather before this. This was after the motor voter came up here. Remember, I'm going to pick this scab. Remember, I still have pictures of about 8-9 ballots that had been sent to local motels. Remember the story when we had the gentleman in here from the motels? Bunch of people, foreign nationals, came into town to go to RCC, Road Community College, and learn how to drive truck. And then as a part of that, they had to get Oregon driver's licenses. Now, every one of them was a non-citizen. They were here legally, though. So they weren't illegal aliens, but they were just regular, probably from California, that sort of thing. And they had to get driver's licenses. Well, these motels ended up getting all of these ballots sent to them. I think it was the May of 2022 election cycle. It could have been May of 2023. I don't know. I mean, you have time kind of flying, you know, these days. Let's just say it's May of 2023. And I know that the local county clerk, she just got right on that. I don't know what happened to it. I know that they were trying to push this up the food chain. Hey, we got a problem here in Jackson County because, you know, if you have 9 or 10 or 11 just at a local motel, and these are just people that just noticed it. Most people would see those ballots coming in and know, hey, this is a motel. No one's living here, and just throw it out. But, of course, you know, if you had some bad actors, they could probably go out there and vote it. Nobody would know the difference, or it could get harvested somehow and make it into some local party's voting total. You just don't know. You just don't know. But, yeah, they haven't really wanted to talk much about this. So apparently they're now starting to admit this. This is only like about 2 years after the fact here. And they said, well, only a handful of people have actually voted right now that they know of, with emphasis on that they know of at this point. That's all right. That's all right. I'm sure a Democratic hack as a Secretary of State will be looking out for the integrity of Oregon's elections, because it's about making it easy to sign up and easy to cheat. That's the rule under the current Secretary of State. That's why electdennis.com, elect Dennis Linthicum, all right? Please try to help, you know, drag him over the finish line or something, okay? Good morning, KMED. Who's this?
Hey, this is Joel from Guarantee.
Hey, Joel, what's happening there?
Well, the river's running funky as ever.
Of course it is. Of course it is. That funky river is just that funky cold Medina River is going to just you watch, though. Next spring, it's going to be the magic fish returning to the happy hunting grounds, okay?
Yeah. Well, back to the assassination attempt.
Sure.
What gets me is all these characters, now, supposedly the FBI's checking out their online status on their computers and telephones.
Right.
But what I'd really like to see is the bank accounts being checked for the last 6 months on all these cases, because it seems like funky money seems to be behind everything.
Yeah. Well, a lot of money would probably had to have been spent for this latest attempt, right? It wasn't like the guy, for not working, seemed to have quite a bit of kit there. I could be wrong. Yeah, well, maybe it's not as expensive as I thought.
That guy in the first attempt apparently had a bunch of bank accounts offshore. Now, how does a 19-year-old manage that? I mean, something doesn't jingle right.
Well, you know, when you have the Central Intelligence Agency. Wait a minute, did I say that out loud? I shouldn't say that out loud. when you
beep beep beep.
I'm just having a little fun with you. You know how that goes. But even if they did, would they tell us? You think they'd tell us?
Yeah, never.
Uh huh.
Well, we can only hope they don't get a real soldier. You know, that was a real sniper, because they trained it half a mile and a mile.
Well, I know that if I was planning to do something like that, I don't think I'd be using an AK-47, even with a scope.
You'd be using a heavy-duty 300 Magnum, or it was made by Seiko, or whatever.
Well, yeah, you'd do something. I think you'd be much better off trying to use just a standard rifle, not an automatic rifle or a semi-automatic rifle. You do it that way.
A standard deer rifle, you know, 10-millimeter Magnum, 8-millimeter Magnum, or 300 a Savage, I mean, or 300, anyway, Winchester Magnum.
Now, I thought that everything's supposed to be a 6.5 Creedmoor. You know, if you ever listen to Gun Talk with Tom Gresham, you ever do that?
Yeah, I listen to him every weekend.
I swear, sometimes I want Gun Talk to be the 6.5 Creedmoor drinking game. Every time they talk about 6.5 Creedmoor, you have to chug a beer. You'll be loaded
there you go.
By the end of the... I love it.
God
hey,
bless the listeners.
Hey, God bless everybody. And God bless you, Joel. And God bless the Klamath River, because God's blessing needs to be on that river, because the magic fish ain't coming back the way it's looking right now.
When you call Fontana Roofing, our singular focus is a focus. You have questions, we have answers.
Hello, you've reached Fontana Roofing. How may I help you? Yes, we install a plethora of roofs, traditional, composite, metal, tile, shake, you name it. All types of buildings, whether it's a re-roof or new construction. Yeah, we can fabricate and install custom gutters and install gutter covers. Absolutely. If you have buildings that require metal siding and flashing, we do that too. Decks? No, that's not in our wheelhouse. Concrete? No, that's beyond our scope. Fencing? No, we just stick with what we're good at. Sales department? No, we don't have one. But we do have an owner who provides all of our competitive, meticulous quotes. Yes, I'll have him call you right away. Your name and number?
At Fontana Roofing, we don't do everything, but what we do well. Visit FontanaRoofingServices.com.
Ben Franklin once said, "When the well is dry, we know the worth of water." A sputtering faucet from an underperforming well makes it painfully obvious how important water is. Many could say when we learn the worth of water, we understand the importance of a good well driller. To get the best water supply, you need to hire the best, and that's Clouser Drilling. For new construction, deepening, repair, cleaning, decommissioning, or diagnosis, contact Clouser Drilling or visit ClouserDrilling.com. Serving Southern Oregon since 1971.
All aboard!
The Oregon Coast Scenic Railroad is your opportunity to ride behind the living history of a historic locomotive engine along the beautiful Oregon coast. Book either the coastal excursion for the whole family or take that special someone on the romantic moonlight excursion that includes appetizers and refreshments. Secure your seats with the Oregon Coast Scenic Railroad now at OregonCoastScenic.org.
It's the Bill Myers Show on KMED, Southern Oregon's place to talk.
Granny writes me, "Hey, Bill, why doesn't President Trump have his own security? Could be expensive. Maybe it's because you're looking for a coordinated kind of security response and you just want to kind of deal with one team." I can't really answer that, though. You have to ask him about that. Interesting question. 770-563-3770-KMED to join in. All right, we're going to be talking all sorts of things, including the racial profiling of Oregon teachers. Yes, because this is under the guise of making sure that we have a diverse teacher workforce. Because it's not enough that you just have, you know, competent teachers. Competent teachers have to tick the right racial boxes in the state of Oregon. State Rep. Dwayne Younger has a real issue with that. We'll talk with him about that and a couple of other issues of state import. We'll do that here after news. Looking here at the medals charts this morning, everyone's wondering if they're going to cut a quarter of a point or a half a point this week. You know, the interest rates here for the Fed. And gold, gosh, gold at one point was at 2620 this morning. I was just checking. Over 2600. It retreated back to 2578. Yeah, gold is indicating that they're not going to get control of the spending and that war is likely in the cards. Silver, not much different. I'm looking at the silver price of silver, $30.71 this morning. It popped a day or two ago at $32.37, and it was not that long ago where, gosh, it was 2020 that silver hit bottomed out at about $12. Gosh, wish you bought it at $12 right then, huh? Yeah. Where do you buy and you go to sell it? All this, you need to talk with our friends at J. Austin & Company, Gold and Silver Buyers at Ashland, 1632 Ashland Street, 6th and G in downtown Grants Pass. There's great people, one of my oldest sponsors. And I need to go pick up I need to go pick up some more gold for sure. I'm doing okay on the silver side of the equation at this point, but gold is, we're talking about the long-term wealth preservation. And the long-term people trying to preserve wealth, including central banks and more, they seem to be buying gold hand over fist, in spite of the fact that so much of the financial world says, barbarous relic! No, we don't believe that. When you look at the history, thousands of years, when things go pear-shaped and sketchy, and arguably that's where we are right now, not total, not to the end game, but still on that way, whether it's World War III, nuclear conflict, whatever it is, people are just angling for a war, that's for sure. Have some physical gold and silver as part of your savings and portfolio with Jay Austin and Company. Ashland and Grants Pass, FortuneReserve.com.
Join Scotty McCreary on his Fall of Summer tour at the Expo on Saturday, September 21st.
We wanted five more minutes.
The country music sensation is set to bring his chart-topping hits on full blast to the Bi-Mart Amphitheater.
A night full of electric energy and Scotty's signature charm that has made him a household name.
Number one hit after number one hit, like Damn Straight.
U Time.
In Between.
And This Is It.
This Is It.
Scotty McCreery is fired up to debut his brand new album, Fall of Summer, featuring the smash hit, Cab in a Solo.
Drinking cab in a solo, solo in the cab of my truck.
Join us for an unforgettable night of music with Scotty McCreery at the Expo on September 21st.
Tickets start at just $30 and silver reserved are only $50.
Get them now at theexpo.com.
News is sponsored by Millett Construction, specializing in foundation repair and replacement. Get on solid ground by visiting MilletteConstruction.com.
From the KMED News Center, here's what's going on. Oregon DMV registered around 300 non-U.S. citizens to vote, and the Secretary of State has ordered updates to impacted voter registrations. This after what's being called mistakes were uncovered with Oregon's motor voter system. Secretary of State LaVon Griffin-Vallad says the mistake occurred when DMV misidentified the type of documentation presented by the person's requesting a new driver's license or state ID. Mount Bachelor reopened Saturday as firefighters continue to mop up smaller fires in the Bachelor complex. On the Middle Fork Fire, the Pacific Crest Trail is fully reopened in the Crater Lake National Park, but three other trails are still closed. The Central Point Police Department arrested a man who worked at Children's World Montessori School in Ashland for child exploitation. Officers received information about a 5-year-old girl who was molested in July. 68-year-old Craig Albert Johnson was arrested for a variety of sex crimes. Police say other victims have been identified. Bill London, KMED.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Former President Trump is safe and well following yesterday's attempt on his life, the second assassination attempt in as many months. But this time, there were no injuries or deaths. The 58-year-old suspect is in custody. A defiant Donald Trump declares, "I will never surrender." The weather could get dicey today along the coastal Carolinas. A storm system off the coast of South Carolina could develop into a full-blown tropical storm. A tropical storm warning extends from Edisto Beach, South Carolina, to Ocracoke Island, near the southernmost extreme of North Carolina's Outer Banks. A polio vaccination campaign in Afghanistan suspended before it even got underway. The UN says the Taliban has said no to the September effort. Wall Street, the Dow up 159 points in record territory. This is SRN News.
Sleep Financial Group is not a law firm.
If you own a timeshare, don't miss this public service announcement from Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group.
If you receive an unsolicited phone call or mail piece to discuss selling, renting, or especially canceling your timeshare, don't fall for it. If you really want out of your timeshare, hang the phone up immediately or throw that mail piece in the trash and contact your timeshare resort or Wesley Financial Group for assistance with your timeshare. As the only Inc. 500 timeshare cancellation company, our knowledge, experience, and results has made Wesley a trusted resource for over 40,000 families we've helped get out of their timeshare. Give us a call and I'll send you our timeshare exit information kit free with the straight facts about your timeshare and all of your options for cancellation.
Call for your free info kit. 800-885-3333. That's 800-885-3333. 800-885-3333.
This hour of the Bill Meyer Show is proudly sponsored by Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros on Main Street in Phoenix.
Jasper's Cafe, voted Medford's best burgers for 14 years running. Jasper's has been a local tradition for over 40 years. Come in and see for yourself why we've been recognized nationally for our amazing burgers featuring outrageous toppings and a delicious range of meats from local grass-fed beef to elk to bison and more. We're just 1 mile up North Pacific Highway from the mall, or check out our menu at jasperscafe.com. Jasper's, burgers with attitude.
Life's busy, and off is not an option. You need to be on the water, on the call, on the road. Life's waiting. Power on with Batteries Plus. Visit one of over 700 locations today.
It's not all about you when it comes to your well water quality. There's a lot going on below the surface. Your water is affected by everything, from drought and floods to what's been applied to properties that share your aquifer. And the only way to know what's in your water is to have it tested. Grants Pass Water Lab offers fast service, affordable prices, and professional staff who make it easy to understand what's in your water and whether it matters. You'll find them online at gpwaterlab.com.
If you're remodeling your house, start with the foundation. Millette Construction offers a no-pressure, thorough inspection of your home's foundation and a no-obligation estimate if your house needs work. The foundation is most important because all of the repairs and upgrades you're planning, from the floors, windows, doors, cabinets, even the roof, can be affected if your foundation is unstable. Be sure you're on solid ground. Millette Construction will level your house and correct the shifting soil problem. Visit MilletteConstruction.com.
Hi, this is Lisa, the Hughes Lumber Girl, and I'm on 106.7 KMED.
State Representative Dwayne Yunker, Oregon House District 3, Josephine County, rejoins the show. Dwayne, just a never-ending pile of, well, some sort of excrement coming out of the state government as of late. Is it just me? It's like every day you wake up, it's like, all right, what now? Oh, so it's only, so they admit now to 300 people who are non-citizens being registered to vote. But it's not that big of a problem, right?
Well, and, you know, let's even go back. You know, last year, the DMV was hacked. So what else is there to uncover? I don't think there's honesty here. You know, that's just I would say the first layer, maybe. Who knows? This is just their way to cover themselves up for their, you know, shadiness, probably.
I can't help but think that there is a lot more than what they're doing, because I've been talking now for a number of months about just the dozen or so that were happening in one election here in Southern Oregon, foreign nationals here legally, but they signed up at RCC to go drive truck, learn how to drive truck. They got Oregon driver's licenses, and then all the motels they were staying at, they got ballots for them. You know, they got ballots.
And so, yeah. You know, sorry to interrupt you, Bill, but, you know, in 2023, the state legislature passed House Bill 2107, which automatically registered Oregon Health Plan, Medicaid recipients, non-citizens for drivers, you know, Medicaid, all this. And that passed along party lines. Like, not one Republican I could see that voted for it, House or Senate. It was all Democrats. Why would they do this? You know, you ask, there's only one reason to register non-citizens. You know, there's only one reason.
Ultimately, you're hoping to register these people and get them in as voters somehow. There's no, otherwise, there's no reason to register them. You wouldn't be doing it.
There's a goal. We've been talking about this for years, and that's what the Democratic Party is doing. And you look at this, and they're like, well, how did this happen? In Oregon, we have the law that says you cannot vote unless you're, you know, a U.S. citizen. But there's no one checking that. There's no forcible law that says you must, you know, go on this database and check each person's citizenship. So the law is kind of, it's just kind of half there. Yeah, you're not supposed to do it, but there's no one validating that these roles.
Yeah, and unless you're actually proving something, and this is why I was actually a partial fan of this SAVE Act they were trying to do in the federal Congress here just a few weeks ago. People are telling me, though, it's kind of a fake fight. I don't know. But, you know, if you're going to register for vote, you have to be able to prove that you're a citizen, right? If unless you just want us to turn into a third world excrement hole and just have everybody coming in out of the border. And but, of course, I do think that this is something that our Democratic Party here in the state of Oregon is looking to foster because, you know, if you don't get enough votes from the people who live here, well, just import a new voter class, you know. I can't help but think there's a little bit of that going on, that thought process.
There definitely is. You know, I have a bill that's in the work for next session that will hopefully, you know, secure all this stuff. But again, we know who controls the state. You know, they control the each committee and they control the, you know, the speaker, the governor. So if it doesn't get to be voted on, we know they didn't want to fix the rules. And the bill would just mean that each, you know, secretary of state or your county clerk would have to verify the rolls that each person is a U.S. citizen. It's a very simple process. They're doing it in other states. I actually didn't create this. I just took it from a different state that's doing well. Mm-hmm. You know, they have this out there already that you must check the rolls. But we'll see where the Democrats really lie, if they will even allow it to be, you know, discussed or voted on.
Well, I'm a little suspicious that at this point they're saying, well, there's 300, but, you know, every time there's voter fraud or voter irregularity, the first thing you're going to hear, though, is that there was not enough of this going on here, Dwayne, to affect any election outcome, right? Isn't that what we'll be told? I can almost guarantee the headline in the future.
Hey, yeah. Hey, you know, in this bill, the House Bill 2107, it was carried by two people that are running for U.S. Congress right now, which is very crazy that here we are, the most radical people, you know, Janelle Bynum, Maxine Dexter, they're running for Congress, and these are the people that want illegals to vote. You know, we need to send a message to these people to vote no. Get them; they should never be in office. These are activist people. Janelle Bynum is the worst activist person. Her name continuously comes up about race. Everything is about race for her. We need to stop these people. We need people like, you know, Latham and Lithicum come in the office up there to help us.
Hmm. Why don't you give me a take here on a different issue here, which has been in your wheelhouse lately. And this has to do with wanting to make sure and know the races of all the Oregon State teachers, all the teachers in the state of Oregon. Can you let us know about that and what we're finding out?
Yeah, you know, we keep hearing that the, you know, ODE needs more money. But, you know, just last week they came out and they wanted $4 million to create a statewide teacher racial profiling database. And this is, you know, the director is Charlene Williams, and she's signaling, you know, that it's not about the students. It's all about race. And this has been, out there for a while. You can see they did it to law enforcement. Every time law enforcement has to have a contact, they have to document it. If it's a, you know, what type of person we're talking to, with their skin color. And now they want the Department of Education to waste $4 million, not to make our education better or graduation rates better or anything else. It's all to hire diverse educators.
All right. Are they trying to go off of some indicator that that makes the claim that somehow a diverse teaching background will somehow lead to better outcomes? Is that the claim, or is it just kind of going on a fait accompli? This is what we assume will happen because of DEI.
It's all DEI. This is their. I think it's like a sneaky way to take more control away from local school districting. To make these mandates. Well, I mean, Josephine County is what, a little over 90% white. I mean,
that must mean, according to the people at ODE, that you're automatically racist, all right? Just because, you know, I don't know where else you go, because that's the way they tend to operate from the ODE.
Yeah, so we'll automatically have to get rid of white teachers and find some ones that are not white. It doesn't matter how good of a teacher you are. If you've been there for 25 years, we need to find teachers with diversity, that with skin color. Now we're going to start judging people on their skin color, not hiring the best teacher or the best qualified people. It's all going to be about race.
I can't help but think, though, that The Oregon Education Association, the teachers union, may have something to say about that. Don't you think?
I would, not that I have a lot of faith in the union, but I would hope that they would want the best qualified teacher for students too. I a lot of our teachers are not even school teachers. They didn't go to school, college for become a teacher. I just don't see where they're going to find these people at. They're probably going to have to tweak. If it was passed, they have to tweak the requirements that you don't have to have a teaching degree or whatever. They have to have waivers. This is ridiculous. This is a waste of money. Just like everything else they do, it's all about diversity instead of, again, about the student. I mean, look at Oregon. We're not a very stellar state when it comes to graduation ranking. We are one of the bottom ones. So, again, they're not focused on educating students. We're all about dividing us apart.
I know there's a lot of good people that are on the school boards right now, Dwayne. But I can't help it. But I can't help but wonder. Do you just got to get the kids out of the public system right now if you possibly can?
We need a system with choice. We need a choice system. Parents need to be able to make the best decision for their child. That's what we need. We don't need the government making decisions for you. Let's go back to the beginning of the United States, this conception. It's about choice, freedoms. And we've gone the whole opposite way. Government should be, who was it, Bill or Biden, whatever, these children are ours. He was right. That's what he wanted. Yeah. They're not yours. They want, the government, his kind of government, Harris government.
Well, hey, come on, Dwayne. The communist way of looking at life is that the hand that rocks the cradle, right? And they've been quite successful rocking the cradle to a more leftist point of view coming out from a lot of the little skulls full of mush after they've been filled with communist mush over the last, 18, 20, 25, 30 years. That kind of thing. You can't help but notice that.
There is a lot of radicals in the college system. And, from the 60s, I wasn't born in the 60s, I was born in the 70s. But, these people have wiggled their way in and they're taking over. That, when people say Marxists or communists, I have to think it's true sometimes that that's what these people are wanting.
Yeah.
The government will control everything, our lives, and you taxpayers, you just keep paying. You just keep paying, and it doesn't matter what you think. And I'm going to continue to fight against this.
Do you think the leftists, though, will get their racial database of teachers? Do you think they'll get that?
I would challenge this that this is probably unconstitutional after the Harvard thing.
Oh, yeah?
I just think that you're going to tell me you're going to hire someone because of their skin color versus the best qualified teacher. This has to stop. There's got to be lawsuits to fight back against this. Why?
Well, like I said, I could still see this be one example in which the teachers union would probably not be real happy about this, getting rid of long-term teachers so you can replace them with the proper box check, right?
I just don't even see how you can do this. They probably are going to be upset, but I don't think there's enough people that want to teach that are diverse as they want them. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Where are they going to find these people? We can't even find...
you can't find the conventionally qualified teachers right now. It's a tough thing. It's a tough deal right now. Everywhere you look.
It is a tough thing. But then, this is just everything they do. Every bill is this way. Everything is the same undertone of racial. And these are by act. I don't think it's a secret that all these people that are in top came from other states. I mean, they came here, the last two governors. They're from out of state. They're not Oregonians. You know what I'm saying? They weren't born and raised here, or they weren't a child that came here. They are implants. Oregon is like the implant. We take everybody's radicals, and that's why you see the money coming, dark money coming from out of state. We're like the experiment thing, and we need people to fight back, and not just here locally at Salem. It's sad because all the conservatives live outside of Salem, but we need to push them into Salem and say, you know what, protest, whatever it is. I don't know. It's very aggravating, but I'm not going to stop. I don't care what they call me. I will continue to fight for everybody.
Yeah, you have a pretty thick skin. I think you need to be one, have a thick skin to be in your position right now, Dwayne. Hey, before we take off here, let me shift over to your Grants Pass City Council position at this moment. Are you seeing a difference so far with the recriminalization of drugs? Are we seeing much of an arrest at this point, or even just ticketing at this point? Maybe a deflection program starting to have? It might be a little bit early, I know, just a couple of weeks into this here, but any observations?
Well, I'm obviously seeing arrests happening. I don't know what the outcome is yet. I haven't been briefed on that, but I'm definitely seeing the arrests happening. There's definitely, this is going to take some time. I did see this at the last council meeting. I mean, we're not going to see a fix overnight. That's just not going to happen. It's going to take some time to get that message out that we're not playing around no more. And if you're doing drugs in this city, county, or whatever it is, or hopefully the state of Oregon, there's going to be consequences. And that's, it took the last, three or four years to get us to this horrible point. And it's going to take some time to fix that. And I don't know if it's going to be the fix we all want, because open borders and stuff like that, and I don't think we're really looking serious about stopping the flow of drugs coming in. I don't think our federal government is really focused on that, and I'm hoping that the next president will focus on, who's bringing these drugs over. That's where I'm really feeling at.
Yeah, assuming that the next president is able to keep surviving assassination attempts, if any more come, God forbid, between now and November. We'll see.
It's an interesting time we're living in right now with these, these assassinated attempts.
Yeah, I do find it interesting when the party of gun control ends up being accused of assassination attempts. Can't help but notice that. But we'll just kind of...
And if I was going to make it, as a 21 years in the military, I wouldn't use an AK for my assassination attempt. I'm sorry, I would use something a little bit different than that, as a rifle, the nice scope on it.
Practically any firearms enthusiast, their salt would know and would probably have done that a little bit differently, which is also why I'm just suspicious about the whole thing. I have no idea what agendas might be in play that we don't know about, but all I can say is that it's not necessarily as simple as it appears. But a conversation for another day, State Rep. Dwayne Junker. We appreciate you coming on, and we'll be back.
Yeah,
all right, you be well.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, I don't know what to believe coming out of this this news cycle. That is for sure. 7:54, but the news cycle in Oregon is always crazy. You know that. This is the Bill Meyer Show.
Saudis dropped the petrol. Times are changing fast. Russia, China, BRICS, they're shaking off the past. Down in Ashland Town, there's a place to find your trust. J. Austin and Company's where you gotta put your bucks. Dollar ain't as strong, but the silver's gleaming bright. Gotta hedge your bets, make sure you sleep at night. Winding through the hills to that little country store. J. Austin and Company will help you keep some more. Get your gold and silver, stash it while you can. Future's feeling shaky, better take a stand. J. Austin and Company, for your silver and your gold.
I'm Bill Payne, sending a shout out to Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc. I would just like to say what an amazing experience it has been using Westfall Roofing. The team quickly looked at my project, gave me a prompt estimate. They did the repairs necessary and had my property re-roofed way faster than I was expecting. The staff was very courteous and very professional and answered all my questions before beginning the project. I would recommend them to anyone needing a roofing project done. They mean what they say. Need a new roof? Westfall gets it done.
CCB number 250730.
It's another beautiful day at the ballpark.
Hey, this is a grocery store parking lot.
Great. I need to grab a soda and some popcorn.
Okay.
Looks like we've got a runner. Oh, it's going. Going. Oh, that was a grand slam if I ever saw one. That's going to leave a mark.
Whether the damage is minor or major league, Lithia Body and Paint is the right call. Service, speed, accuracy. That's Lithia Body and Paint.
The Rogue Gardener is sponsored by Grange Co-op.
A lawn that's poorly installed will probably last at the most between 10 and 15 years. You just wish that you hadn't wasted all your work and all your money. The difference to having a good lawn, one that can be good for 40 to even 60 years with proper preparation, proper planting techniques, and proper after-planting care.
Talk to the Rogue Gardener Saturdays 10 to noon. Hear the Sunday morning encore at 9 on KMED.
This is News Talk 106.3 KMED, and you're waking up with the Bill Myers Show.
So former President Trump survives an assassination attempt yesterday. You got the guy in office, or a guy in prison, rather, in jail, I should say. He's going to appear in court shortly, I guess. But what was interesting is that, once again, Trump survives another assassination attempt, the second one in 2 months, and this is what CBS News was promoting for 60 Minutes last night.
Democracy stopped for about 6 hours. The vote was counted at 3:44 a.m. With 2 weeks until Inauguration Day, it was the Trump Justice Department that set the standards for the prosecutions. Decisions were made by career prosecutors who work at justice for years, regardless of who the president might be.
Oh, and they just said career prosecutors in the guy. Oh, I felt such a warmth in my soul hearing about the career prosecutors taking an Enron era law and using it to bust little grannies up on felonies. And so that's what 60 Minutes was doing last night, a few hours after the second assassination attempt, which kind of brings me to Matt. Hello, Matt. How are you doing? Because we have to try to remember who's the threat to democracy, okay?
Yeah, I was calling because there's this one actress that I can never remember her name. It's one of those people you talk about. Julia Roberts, that's it.
Yeah.
And I can never remember her name. And so maybe it's my age, but I keep forgetting who the threat to democracy is. Is it the guy that didn't start any new wars, where we had a growing economy, there was peace around the globe? And is it that guy?
Yeah, it is that guy, because you have to understand the rules-based order. Remember that, rules-based order. You have to use it. You have to say it with the same sort of reverence as you say career prosecutor. No, like the guy on 60 Minutes last night. Career prosecutors. You have to, say it with reverence. Kind of like Oprah talking about AI. You must say it with reverence. Matt, you have to salute and pray to the beast. The rules-based order, our democracy. It's all kind of connected, wouldn't you say?
I think it is. Wasn't it Teddy Roosevelt? Isn't he on? What's that big mount with the faces on it again? I just can't. I'm having a bad memory day. What's that called again?
Yeah, Mount Rushmore.
Mount Rushmore, yeah. So wasn't he the one who started the progressive movement? Wasn't he the one who said, hey, it'd be really great? Go ahead and vote for people that you want to represent you in Congress. Mm-hmm. But let's go ahead and have a managerial class run everything in life. What we really need, the problem with the American government, it was a good idea in the beginning, but we just don't have anybody, any professionals running it. We've got storekeepers, we've got attorneys, doctors, other people are in government, but what do they really know about?
Well, they're not professional. We have to professionalize everything, right? Professionalize it. And we need technocrats that are installed, people that are, experts like, remember, safe and effective. People that are sitting around there in a white coat saying safe and effective. You got to remember that, right?
Yeah. Dwayne brought up teachers being certified or not certified. I almost at this point would prefer a teacher that was not certified.
Oh, yeah?
Then I know they haven't gone through the school of indoctrination. But, Bill, didn't something happen in Washington State recently where the bar apparently is too difficult to pass for BIPOC? And so they decided to say you can practice an attorney.
Actually, I thought that was the state of Oregon. Let me look that up real quick. I thought it was Oregon.
Yeah.
But let's see. Don't have to. Maybe it was to pass bar. Let's see if I can find that story. Supreme Court bar examined news. Okay. No, no, no. Oh, no, you're right. It was Washington State. I thought it was Oregon. I could see Oregon doing that, though, because, you know, that's, you know, after all, diversity. It would lead to a more diverse class of lawyers, no doubt.
You know, sometimes you know, like I'll dive into stuff like I did with schools and all the other stuff a couple of years ago and just looking at how corrupt that is. Sometimes when you back up a little bit and you just look over everything, you gather all the knowledge and you just sort of see it from up above. You just see all the things that are completely upside down from one end to the other. And you say to yourself, what does it look like in the end? When everything gets to the point that, you know, these lunatics want it, what does it look like? Do we have, you know, backyard mechanics like me doing, you know, open heart surgery on people? Is that where this goes?
I don't know. But now that you're kind of poking me about this, I know that I have an awful lot of history books in my library right now and an awful lot of books about saving knowledge of the past in case we end up having, you know, some big crisis in which everything just kind of collapses in on itself, whether it's a home medical guide or a surgical guide or a kit, you know, things like that. I've been collecting stuff like that for a number of years, and I can't help but think that maybe there comes a time in which you would need some of that knowledge. I hope not, but I wonder.
When you look at how the medical system has been taken over, as I mentioned the last time I called in, there are people out there that are willing to trade their liberty for anything. They're single-issue voters. I'm a single-issue voter. It's liberty. Mm-hmm. So that covers a lot of things. But a lot of people are focused on, like, one thing that matters in their life. And selfishly, they never think about their kids, their grandkids, other people's kids and grandkids if they don't have any.
Well, you know, they'll be focused on the price of a particular prescription drug or insulin, you know, that kind of thing. The safetyism of things.
I know. And they trade it away. And, you know, to me, it blows my mind that people think that way. But I just want to give Teddy Roosevelt, for all the people who love him, he was not a good guy.
No.
I don't care what anybody says.
Well, I've always thought Teddy was a psychopath. I thought he was a psychopath myself. Really?
He was. And by the way, he was another warmonger. Let's just get that clear. But he was not a good guy. Someone needs to take a giant eraser and just erase his big head off of that mountain.
All right. Well, so can we all agree then we don't want to have Teddy Roosevelt, you know, since we have the left knocking the heads off of monuments everywhere else here, why don't we knock one? Let's knock Teddy Roosevelt off of Roosevelt or off of Mount Rushmore. How about replace it with Reagan? I would dare say get rid of Lincoln. No more Lincoln Day dinners, no more Teddy Roosevelt days, things like that. How about Ronald Reagan days? I think a much sunnier way of looking at things.
And let's not forget that FDR wasn't a good guy either.
Nope, absolutely not. All right, now we have solved all the world's problems. I must go, okay?
Yep.
All right.